3, 2, 1. Okay, we're live. Hey, Mr. Thulis. Today I have a special guest. He can introduce himself.
My name is Steiner Abie. I am a junior, rising senior, going to Cornell University, studying business right now. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Today I'm discussing a question that's being asked by many different people in today's society. Do you believe that affirmative action is still needed in today's current generation?
Okay, so I definitely think affirmative action is still needed because there is a large disparity between minorities and the majority, if you say Caucasian individuals in the U.S. especially. The median household income, I don't know the figures off the top of my head, but I know that it's in the range of thousands. That's the disparity between Black households or minority households and white households. Mm. If you just look at the SAT right now, today, you can see that they added an adversity portion of the SAT because they said that the score itself isn't a reflector of future success.
Yeah, like, to build on top of what you're saying, the recent scandal, college scandal, Operation Varsity Blue, where we saw rich white parents or Caucasian parents pay to basically forge their daughter or son's applications. What's your take on that?
I think it's that, well, first, like, on a base level, I think parents will do whatever it takes to help their children. On another level, I can see clearly that because they're more affluent, because they have the means, they're going to do whatever it takes to cheat the system. And that really disadvantages minority students and their kids, for that matter. Like, you can't pay your kids' way into success. And what they're doing effectively is stealing spots from people who deserve those spots, whether that's minority students who were sports athletes who actually deserve those spots, or minority students who got in just through academics. These are spots that should be earned at an Ivy League, especially, and at any college, that they're paying the way than that they're stealing, which I think is just completely dishonest. And it just perpetuates the culture at Ivy Leagues of rich children just breezing their way through high school and just getting in off the merits of their parents and not their own personal merit, which I think is disgusting.
So, in affirmative action was created in the first place to pay as concession or, like, to serve as, like, a gift for all the years of discrimination and just racism that certain groups of, or in this case, African Americans faced. And the counter argument for people that believe this should be gone is they believe that we've progressed so much in today's current generation, today's society, that affirmative action isn't needed. But in my opinion, I feel like it still is needed because even though we've progressed, it doesn't mean we've reached the final point. And so what's the point in taking it out? I just want to know your opinion on that, too.
Okay, yeah, so I definitely agree with you that even if we have progressed, we're not finally finished. Like, I think a lot of people thought that when Obama was elected, that was the end of racism, but that's just not the case. That may have been the end of, it wasn't even the end of overt racism. You still have things like police brutality going on in the U.S. You can name countless Black individuals who have been killed so far. You can look at income disparity. You can look at the fact that a lot of what minorities face today isn't always overt racism. Sometimes it's the unconscious bias that people have. I'll tell you just in my example that a lot of the students that I've had to interact with at Cornell, I'm the first Black person they've ever interacted with. In terms of group projects, I'm the first one. And when it comes to hiring in the future, I can tell you that they have the network, the connection to get a job that I would have to earn through an interview that they could just rely on network connections to get. And then once they reach a position of prominence in that organization, say a business, that network, it extends to their children, their families, their friends. And that's something that minority students don't always have. And I think that things such as affirmative action help balance out the system. It helps equal out the system and gives minorities a chance to thrive in a system that isn't designed for them to thrive in the U.S. currently.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. So, do you believe we're ever going to get to a point where affirmative action is not needed? Because I learned this AP Gov, but I think it was Shelby Steele.
Mm-hmm.
She argued that affirmative action is, in a way, kind of, like, basically saying that black people aren't good enough to do this. So we need that upper hand. We need that. And in a way, like, we're kind of disrespecting ourselves, kind of, or, you know what I, yeah, okay. In
so
that
I,
way.
I think but, I can understand that argument, but I don't agree with it. I think minority individuals, black individuals, who are more than good enough, it's the system that's working against us. What we're trying to do is create a level playing field such that a black candidate has to go, like you want it to be such that if you have a black candidate and a white candidate with equal benchmarks across the board, that you pick the person for a job based on the content of their character.
Mm.
But right now, that isn't the case. And what affirmative action does is give black individuals the opportunity it gives them the opportunity, it provides them the opportunities that they wouldn't already have.
Yeah.
And I just don't think we're disrespecting ourselves. It's just equalizing the playing field. And I do think that eventually it will go away. If you just look at the demographic shift that's happening in the U.S. in 50 years, white people will no longer be the majority. And I think with that, that will be a driving force in the business climate and the educational climate. At that point, I think you'll start to see more minority professionals in every aspect. And with that, just naturally, I think they'll start to hire more minorities, and the workplace will become more diverse and things of that nature. So I think affirmative action will eventually phase itself out, but I think it takes time to equalize a wealth gap that's been built over generations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for coming on and talking about this subject with me. I will see you later, Mr. Thulis. Have a good day.